Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. I am your host, Guillermo Ortiz, and today is currently Monday, the 26th of November, 2018, and this podcast will be released on Tuesday, the 27th, 2018, and that's the first time I've done that. And I just want to start with an announcement, and I just want to say that Tech Talk Tuesday will be rebranded. There is already a podcast on Anchor called Tech Talk Tuesday, so I've decided as of next episode, the podcast will be called Tech Surge. I don't know, I came up with it quickly, I suppose, but yeah, it sounds pretty cool, so that's what I'm going to go with. So let's get into the first bit of news, and Apple may be looking to reintroduce the iPhone X. That was the 2017 iPhone X that they brought out, which was so revolutionary, and it had that notch display, which Android manufacturers then proceeded to copy feverishly. Is that a word? Feverishly? I'm not sure, but they copied it, and a lot of Android phones now have the notch. So, personally, you know, I think this is a good idea. The iPhone XR, in my opinion, I think I've already said this before, isn't really that great of a deal. You're getting an LCD display, you're getting an 828p display, which has bigger bezels, getting a single camera as well, and yeah, you are getting the 812 Bionic, that is true, but I don't know, it's just for $750, I don't think it's good enough. For that amount of money, you can go ahead and get yourself a lot better phones. You can even go ahead and get yourself a OnePlus 6T and be just as satisfied because it's got an OLED display, a dual camera, which maybe, to be fair, isn't as good as the iPhone XR, but it's a dual camera, and OnePlus have really stepped up their game. You've got a clean vanilla experience. So there's a lot of things that may tempt you to OnePlus. Of course, if you are in the Apple ecosystem, there are people for the XR, those who just can't afford the iPhone XS. But in my opinion, if you can afford the XR at $750, you can probably afford the XS as well, because it's a very slight increase of $250. And I say very slight. I'm probably putting it lightly, but you know, it's, if you have $750 to spend, you're probably more than likely going to have $1,000 to spend. So I think reintroducing the iPhone X is a good idea, because the iPhone X is still a great phone. The A11 Bionic is still a fantastic chip. I don't know how it compares against the Snapdragon 845. I think it beats it, to be honest. I'm not too sure, but I do believe it beats it. So selling the iPhone X would be a step in the right direction. I think they're going to do it in certain markets only. They're probably not going to do it in the US. But I still think it's a good idea. That has an OLED display. It still has Face ID. The camera on the iPhone X is really good. And you're going to get the latest iOS updates. And you're still going to be in that ecosystem. And I believe you can find iPhone X's. I've seen them on eBay for around $600 to $550. On JD, I am in China, they're about $5,000, which isn't that great of a deal, but iPhones here in China tend to be very expensive. I'm not too sure why that is the case, but they just tend to be extremely expensive. I know in India, the iPhone XS is the equivalent of $1,200 or $1,300, even more dollars. So iPhones in Asian countries than to be extremely expensive and probably not worth it. But yeah, that's my thoughts on that. And now let's move on. If you're in the US, by the way, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great time with your family and ate some good food here in China. That just passed by, because we don't do it at all. But I do hope that if you're listening from the US, that you had a nice Thanksgiving. And I hope Black Friday did you well. And I hope Cyber Monday also does you well. I don't know. I hope you get good deals on Cyber Monday. Talking about Cyber Monday, we do have a few products that I found here and there. I'll link the article. It's from CNET. And I just thought these were great deals. So they have a PS4 Slim. I'll link the article so you know exactly where it is. But there's a PS4 Slim with Red Dead Redemption 2, which is that fantastic game that everyone seems to be raving about at the moment. All for $200. That is a fantastic deal, in my opinion. The PS4 Slim is still a good PlayStation, and Red Dead Redemption 2 can run it, no problem. So it's a fantastic deal, I think, for $200. The Bose QC25s for $115. These are the 25s, not the 35s. I personally use the QC35s first generation. In fact, I'm using them right now in conjunction with the Samsung CO1U Pro mic to record this podcast. But I believe the QC35s are a fantastic pair of headphones. They've got really good noise cancellation. The audio quality might not be the greatest, but it's not bad at all. And they're super comfortable. They're perfect for flights. And they are wireless. The QC25s are not wireless. If you need that wireless thing, that wireless functionality, then you go ahead and look up the QC35's first gen or even second gen, but I believe the first gen's probably a better value for money. It doesn't charge through USB Type-C, but, you know, it's still a great pair of headphones. The QC25s, though, are probably equally as good or better in terms of sound quality because the audio is coming through a headphone jack, if your phone still has one. Or if it's come from an adapter, maybe it's a little bit less good, but if it's coming from a headphone jack, it's going to be pure quality audio, probably better quality audio in general. And so yeah, those were the Cyber Monday deals. Those are just two that I saw there which stood out to me. I don't really want to steal too much out of this article. I want y'all to read it yourselves, so I'll leave the link in the show notes. But I am looking to get a smartwatch, so I've been looking around, and the reason I want a smartwatch is because if any of you guys don't know, I am a tennis player. I do play tennis. At least I'm training. I want to get into university with a sort of scholarship for tennis. So I train intensively, and I don't really have a way to keep track of things like heart rate and steps and blood pressure and things like that. Just vitals and sports stats, you could call them. So for me, getting a smartwatch would probably be a good idea. I'm looking at a few options right now that work with my phone. There's not really that many. I know Casio has one. And I believe, and I don't know if the Samsung one probably won't work with me. I do like the LG G Watch Sport though, so I might be looking into that and buying one, picking one off eBay or Amazon, although it'll probably take forever to get here. As long as it gets here before December the 22nd, when I leave to Spain, then we are all good. And, there's one thing I want to talk about, and it's just a little product, review. That I have here, and not a product review, an article that I found on Tech News World, and I just found this extremely interesting. It's called The Internet's Precarious Health by Richard Adikari, November 9th, so fairly recent article, and it talks about Mozilla's report of Internet Health. So Mozilla's Internet Health report. And the report is an open source effort to explore the state of human life on the internet, wrote Mozilla Executive Director Mark Sermon. So it's apparently it's not great. The health of the internet's full of fake news, bots, Facebook dominations, precision targeted ads. So it's a very interesting read. I found it extremely interesting to read. So I do encourage you to check that out if you can. And since today's a pretty short episode, I just want to finish up with a few things. First of all, this podcast will get a companion website in the future, hopefully. I'm not sure exactly which one. Steve Heinrich from the Pixel Swim podcast is helping me out on that. I sent an email to him, and hopefully he replies to me soon. But yeah, hopefully it will be a website where you guys can comment, because I don't think currently there's a way for you guys to actually get in contact and leave suggestions. I think I have an email. I have to double check. I have to post an email. I don't have one, just in case you guys want to send anything or advice or anything, because I'm open to criticism. of course, is only episode 3. Hopefully the podcast gets a lot better. I am aware it's a bit messy currently, but hopefully it'll get better in the future. And lastly, I just want to talk about a problem that I've been having on my computer for a while. I don't know if you guys know about this, but I have a Dell XPS 13 from 2016 as my computer. And for some odd reason, there has been an issue. I spilt some Coca-Cola on it like a year ago, and I thought all the liquid was out. And suddenly, the trackpad became like shallow. It wasn't clicky anymore. It became shallow. And over time, as you use the computer more and more, when you turn it on, it's nice and clicky and shallow. It works fine. It's deep. You know, you can click the trackpad, but as you use it, it becomes less and less clicky. And there's a certain key that I believe it's a semicolon key, which becomes impossible to click. It's like sticky. Now, I don't know if that's the Coca-Cola or if it's the battery, because I've been told, and I think myself, that it's a battery problem where the battery is swelled. The computer works fine. It's just that the mouse, the trackpad, I mean, gets extremely shallow. And there's a certain key which just I cannot click at times. And I think it's made when the computer is going full power on the battery that this happens. I'm not too sure, but if you do have any suggestions, please email them to me. I think I'll leave an email. And just anyone who knows what they're talking about, just help me out here. So sorry for the short episode. Next week we'll be back to full long episodes. Just had a lot of stuff to do. Thank you for tuning in for episode 3 of the Tech Talk Tuesday, soon to be Tech Surge podcast, and I'll catch you next time.